follow me. Oh, and by the way, I am not Pastor Eric. Pastor Eric comes in two forms, it looks like. During the winter, he's tall, slender, and Caucasian. During the summer, he's dark, long-haired, and short. But yeah. Follow me. Could you do me a favor? I would need you to help me preach this sermon this morning. Turn to your neighbor and tell him or her, say, follow me. And watch the expression, the reaction. So follow me. Okay. Okay. So follow me. Why are you asking me to follow you? I bet that's some of the questions that will come into some people's mind. But our gospel story gives an account of Matthew's encounter with Jesus and how he followed Jesus. Now, one who follows in the Bible terms is a disciple. It's one who has been trained by God or by Jesus to share the gospel. And I can say to you this morning that all of us here are disciples. Just by the mere fact that we woke up to come to church this morning, we're disciples being trained by God to share the gospel. And so Matthew was a tax collector. And nobody loved the tax collectors. And the Jews hated Matthew probably the most because he was a Jew and collecting taxes from the Jews. And the Jews paid two kinds of taxes. They pay the temple tax, and they pay the tax to the Roman government. Well, Matthew was collecting both taxes from them. And tax collectors were despised and hated. Now, when they collected the taxes, again, they get commissions on that in the days of Matthew, which leaves them room to steal. So the taxes could cost $2 and maybe they'll charge $5. And the rest of it goes to the pocket and the poor people suffer. So nobody likes them. Nobody wanted to be friends with them. Who wants to be friends with somebody who steals from you? Please raise your hand. It is difficult, but not impossible. Because with God, all things are possible. Matthew was on active duty when Jesus came walking by. The busy day, Jesus came walking by not to pay taxes, but to invite Matthew to follow him. And Matthew saw Jesus. Jesus said, "Hey, Matthew, follow me." And Matthew said, "Sure," as if he was trying to find a way out of his miserable life. There are a lot of us, there are a lot of people who are trying to find a way out of their not-so-fun life. Are we going to invite them to follow Jesus? There are a lot of people who just cannot find a way out and need somebody to invite them. Who's going to invite them? The Bible tells us, that when Jesus said, "Follow me," Matthew followed him. Well, we may not be Matthew, but God is calling each of us to follow him. He's calling you, he's calling you, and he's calling you to follow him. Now, when Matthew decided to follow Jesus, he probably didn't even know what he was getting himself into. He just up and went. Sometimes during the Easter celebration, I had on my white robe, and somebody said, "Oh, that's pretty." I'm like, "Sure, thank you." And then there was a pastor, he said, "But that robe is heavy." And I said, "Oh, yeah, it's really heavy and hot." That begs the reason why I don't have it on this morning. So it's very heavy and hot. He said, "No, I'm not talking about that. That's a price that comes with that robe, just as a price comes with following Jesus." or Matthew up and went. And he followed Jesus. It seems like he needed a way out, and Jesus provided that way. A few years ago, not a few years ago, but in the 80s, I already knew that I had a, you know, I had a feeling that God was calling me into ministry. But I denied, I found every excuse in the book not to follow God until the Civil War happened in Liberia. And that was the eye-opener for me. And I said, yes, Lord, use me however you want to. So I was not like Matthew, immediately followed Jesus. It took some time. Sometimes it will take some time, it will take some things to happen in your life to follow Jesus. And I hope those things will be good things that will allow you to follow him. Jesus visited Matthew. He did not just call Matthew. He visited Matthew's home. He sat at the table with Matthew and the tax collectors. And the Pharisees were not happy about that. He sat at the table with people that did not look like him. Look at this beautiful table. Can you imagine a hungry man or somebody who, you know, homeless man sitting at the table with you? I can imagine that. He sat at the table with people who needed help, and the Pharisees complained about that. He dined with people who were hated by many. When Jesus granted Matthew and the tax collectors the opportunity for a better life, to make a better choice, the Pharisees complained. This makes me wonder, if the church becomes a place that sinners are rejected, or is it a place where all are welcome at the banquet table? If the church becomes a place where we throw people away because they don't talk like us, or they don't look like us, or they're too raggedy, then why do we exist? But the church is a place for sinners. The church is a place for everybody. We are here this morning because we are all sinners. We are here today because we are all sinners seeking for God's mercy. Matthew needed help. Those who are marginalized need help. Those who cannot feed their children need help. Those who are struggling to care for their sick loved ones need help. But Jesus heard the Pharisees complain, and he told them, it is not the healthy that need a doctor. It is those who are sick that need a doctor. Now, how many of us will go to the hospital because we feel too good and too well? Nothing's wrong with you and you just go to the hospital. Unless you go to visit somebody, right? And Jesus said, only those who are sick need the doctor. And he did not just tell them, he sent them on an assignment. He said, go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. We congregate in this place for sinners. You are here because we are all sinners. This place is a home for sinners, just as the hospital is a place for the sick. All are welcome to participate in the life of this place. All are welcome to sit at the table of Jesus in this place. My question to you today is, who is your tax collector? Who is that person that gets on your nerve, your last nerve, that you just cannot stand them? Who is that person that annoys you just by looking at them? We all have this, right? You don't look at them, you get mad, you don't know why you're mad at them. Who is that person that doesn't even say anything positive about you and you hate them for that? We all have our tax collectors. But Jesus is saying to us this morning to welcome our tax collectors. As sinful as we are, God is merciful to us. To follow Jesus is to be merciful. To follow Jesus is to take a leap of faith, like we're seeing in the two other miracles that Jesus performed. To follow Jesus is to embrace our tax collectors, even if we really cannot stand it. To follow Jesus is to sit at the table and invite all. In the words of Chris Tomlin, to follow Jesus is to love whom he loves. To follow Jesus is to serve whom he serves. To follow Jesus is to stay where he stays, even if it's uncomfortable. And I know you're good Lutherans, nobody wants to sit in the front. Sometimes to follow Jesus means we come up front to give other people room in the back. To follow Jesus is to be who God wants us to be gracious, to be merciful, and to be welcoming. Amen.